And this is Ozarks at Large. State officials are examining a situation involving an Arkansas Cummins prison parolee who has reportedly tested positive for COVID-19 and was arrested in Carroll County this week. The man, identified as 40-year-old Jad Perkins, was instructed to self-quarantine but did not. On Tuesday, he was arrested, booked into the county jail, and now is in custody of the Arkansas Department of Corrections. At yesterday's press briefing in Little Rock, Arkansas Secretary of Health, Dr. Nate Smith, said the health department plans to follow up.
Yes, we will be doing aggressive contact tracing perhaps even some community testing within that community. So we're taking that situation very seriously, and we will do our best to track down all the contacts of this individual. My understanding is that this individual actually tested positive after being released, had previously tested negative, and that's always a possibility, we're trying to be very careful with those who are released.
According to the Department of Corrections, no inmates known to be or presumed to be positive for the virus are released into the community until they are medically cleared. Perkins is not listed among the more than 1,200 inmates assigned for early release from state prisons. The authorization was issued by Governor Asa Hutchinson last month to ease congestion among inmates because of a major COVID-19 outbreak at Cummins Correctional Unit near Pine Bluff. The governor says he's issued a new order in response to this incident.
That it's important whenever we have a parole violation with the Department of Corrections and we want to take them into custody, under these circumstances, they should be brought into the Department of Corrections facilities, which were better prepared to manage a COVID positive case versus going to the local county jail, where they might not be as prepared. So that is an instruction that I've given to our Department of Corrections.
The State Department of Health reports 900 inmates and 60 staff at Cummins have tested positive for the virus.